Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. This is Lou Caverly. Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly and I wanted to bring you a new warning program last week. But first, our telephone was out for 4 days. We learned a lightning rod part had malfunctioned. And don't try to visit our old website, thedividedkingdom.org. It's gone. Taken down by the hosting company. We'll let you know when the new one is up and running. Our two top concerns have to be the threat of a war in Iran, which we unequivocally abhor and oppose, and the rapidly escalating U.S. border crisis. As we look at Europe's continuing downfall, we remind you of its no-go zones, fallen to radical Islamic tyranny and violence, such as in our recent report on Malmo, Sweden, where UPS will no longer send its drivers. We also have to highlight the valiant courage of UK's Tommy Robinson. Tommy, who was imprisoned for alerting public attention to the radical Islamic pedophile and grooming ring. That's grooming in quotes.
And they were gangs, Lou.
Oh, yes, yes.
Grooming gangs.
Yep.
Pedophilia.
Yep. Tommy, now running for a seat in the EU Parliament, has had to relocate his family to a place of safety after extreme threats to them. Not to forget Germany. An article at Jihad Watch, May 10th, headlined the title, Israeli Beaten by Arabs at BDS Event in Berlin. Reply text to that article came in immediately. For example, Jay wrote on May the 10th at 11:24 a.m., and I'm giving you these times to show how closely they came together. And he wrote, Germany is lost. Merkel is the enemy within Germany. How do German citizens keep electing her when she does not have their best interests in mind, as she allows the unfettered immigration invasion of Muslims and illegals into Germany? Taxpaying German citizens are paying for all the benefits Merkel gives the invaders. That is rent, medical, welfare, food stamps, etc. Less than 5% of all immigrants work. These invaders bring crime, disease, no-go zones, rape gangs, riots, etc. on a daily basis. It's the definition of insanity. I pray the German citizens vote her out of office before it's too late. God save Germany before they lose their identity, culture, and sovereignty. James Lincoln says, same date at 11:32 a.m., at first glance, you would think that the video was shot in a Middle Eastern country. Despicable. Irwin says, also May 10th at 11:39 a.m., in Germany, arrests not normal. Please only check your passport. Last year, a Syrian refugee killed a German for no reason. He is still free and waiting for the judge. He was not one day in jail. Don says, at 11:47 a.m., same day, no immediate response. Initial indifference by police. No arrests. What does this sound like? To me, strong echoes of early 1930s Germany. And Max says, May 10th at 12:37 p.m. Mark, the SA, and Muslims have something in common, a desire for young boys with a complexion of pearls. When Hitler no longer needed them and wanted the backing of the generals, he slaughtered the SA on the night of the long knives. Supposedly, even Hitler was disgusted with what the leadership of the SA was doing to the Hitler youth boys in that resort where he killed most of them. Elizabeth, how about the border situation in America?
Well, Lou, on Tucker Carlson's Fox News Tuesday evening, May 21st, 2019, Carlson made a profound comment. He said, functioning societies don't operate like this. How's like this? Well, first Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand thinks the border chaos is just fine. She states that as president, she wouldn't use detention at all. two Tucker Carlson talking points. Number one, Congress can easily fix this crisis. Number two, Congress doesn't want to fix this. About a week ago, InfoWars was reporting that President Trump's invoking of the Insurrection Act was imminent. Their commentators explained that this presidential prerogative, as when Abraham Lincoln arrested judges, would be called constitutional, ultimately, by the Supreme Court if Trump arrested judges, mayors, and governors who blockade attempts to control the illegal immigration. But we've been waiting. No Insurrection Act. Now, we saw a recent news item, and this is to compliment our president. He was bringing attention to the needed safety of our police officers in this nation. That's really great. That's a wonderful thing. But we have just a beginning toward this drastic takedown of our country. Just a beginning. Because we have campaign stops and we have rallies, such as at Montoursville, Pennsylvania. And here, President Trump rightly took credit for the booming economy, and he embraced a man dressed in a brick-like design to represent the border wall and said the new slogan to replace Make America Great Again is Keep America Great. Lou, America is not great. Not yet. To say it is just to bring back that kind of hubris that was displayed consciously or unconsciously when post-9/11 attacks, Tom Daschle and later presidential candidate John Edwards began to exhort using Isaiah 9/11 that though the bricks are fallen, they would build bigger and better than ever. But as you and I recall, from the book The Harbinger, that very excellent book about judgment coming on America, the new sycamore tree that was planted at Ground Zero, and I think it was a type of English sycamore tree. It wasn't exactly like the kind in the Bible, but it was known as a sycamore, and it was called America's Promise. It ultimately died. Putting a new slogan on the red hats will be futile. The country is falling. It is President Trump's and all of our duty to do everything possible to stop this invasion, this UN George Soros-funded invasion and takedown of not only Europe, but the U.S. too. We see a few heartening signs there with Nigel Farage running for the EU Parliament. We know that Tommy Robinson is trying to do his part too. Is America great? Murrieta, California resident, Murrieta, I believe that is pronounced, resident Bob Cowell, and I believe that's spelled capital K-O-W-E-L-L, reports to Fox News that illegal immigrants have been flown up from El Paso, Texas, to his hometown, Murrieta, without anyone telling the residents this was going to happen. This is far from the border. Though Cal reports there is a Border Patrol station there, one that residents have appreciated for its drug bust. These arriving illegals are given a bus voucher, and at a neighboring town, they can take a bus anywhere. He reports where they are dropped off has, one, no toilet, and two, some have tuberculosis, and Cal reports 105 illegals. Congresswoman Maloney harassed Ben Carson over HUD not providing illegals free housing, and of course Carson cites the 1980 law stating that it is not legal for our U.S. government to put illegals into this kind of housing. Are we to just fold our hands and be sent like lemmings off the cliff? I think not. Why won't Trump take charge and go on the offensive? We never see any kind of indication that there will be prosecution of Comey, Clinton, the others involved in the FISA court illegal surveillance of Americans. Are any other Americans standing up like the men and women we should be? Well, Lou, we have a heartening report that you haven't heard about yet from a resident of Bakersfield, California, and you know who I mean, don't you?
Yes.
She says that the same tactic was tried there, indicating that this is indeed an international plan to take down America. And by the same tactic, we mean they dropped off the illegals and they were going to give them the bus vouchers and everything was going to work nicely. But unlike many of these other sold-out one-world government mayors in America, the mayor there of Bakersfield stood strong, and it was ended. They ended this. Prayer and action are needed. What will you do? Are you going to just sit there and wait till everything is closed up? We haven't really told you. We think we were probably targeted with our website being taken down because we did have one statement approving of Alex Jones's basic information, though we disagreed with some of his spiritual views. Is that why, after all of these years, the hosting company dropped our small website? We don't know. But we're telling you that it is time for you to get off your duff. It is time for you to tell others to hear our program, to hear Alex Jones's program, to hear other good programs that are on WWCR.com. People can hear our program by going on the internet to WWCR.com, clicking on transmitter number 3, and the time is Thursday evening, 4.840 megahertz for shortwave. And again, to hear it on the internet, it's WWCR.com, Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern. We can also be heard on Liberty Works Network, Radio Network, and that's LWRN.net. It's 5 p.m. Mondays at Eastern Time, 5 p.m. repeating at 11 p.m. And that again is Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net. We have to now take a look again at what's going on with this invasion worldwide and what's happening to the common, ordinary people. I'm telling you, Lou and I have had private chats. Lou, we were talking about that all this has happened in Europe within about 5 years, we think. Isn't that right?
Oh, I think that's true. I don't recall much any further back than that.
Now think, the rapes, the no-go zones, all of the things that are happening there, and if these illegals are bussed in, certainly many more of them are from the south of us. But we already have told you about the 10,000, I think, people who have come, we think, with those prayer rugs and everything else from the Middle East. And there are more, of course, there are covert ones coming in. They're being brought in. We have these Islamic compounds. And again, we bring up, I forget his first name, it's something like Fethullah, I think, Gulen, up there in Pennsylvania. And he is in this military compound connected with the deep state CIA, and we've been connected with these Islamic compounds for quite a while, and there are more throughout the country. There are a number of them. We saw them on a map. Now, what's going to happen? We know that after the radical Islam population is in a place for 10 years, I think, about 10 years, and they've reached a certain population amount, and it might be 10% of the population, then jihad begins. Can you picture, do you want to picture, if we don't do something now, Lou, I was thinking the other night, it would be like where I came from, up there in Bedford County in western Pennsylvania. There are a lot of little booklets that are put out by the local tourism societies. There was a good history writer named Vaughn Whisker. They tell about the early Indians, the early colonial life there, but there was a lot of slaughter of the settlers by the American Indians. They never knew they could be safe, and there were some abducted, and they were scalped. This is what we're going back to. It's a dark kind of barbarism, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Nothing, they will think nothing of cutting off your hand if they even suspect you might have stolen something. Executing, torturing,
And now you're speaking of radical Islam now, aren't you?
I am, yes.
You're not talking of those Indians who scalp people. No. And so what we're saying is, one time I was somewhat discouraged because, remember, we've been doing this for 16 years, and basically we have gone into debt with two liens on our home. We have worked. We have struggled. And one time I was discouraged, but I was asking the Lord, did you want us to stay the course? And I opened the Bible, and there I was, and I believe that it is Isaiah, not Jeremiah. God was telling the prophet, cry out till the last city is wasted. Now, that's a big one. We don't advocate everything about Rick Wiles, the Christian patriot broadcaster, but if this was the truth, it was interesting. He predicated his whole ministry on what happened to him back, I think, at TBN back many years ago when he went into the chapel and he began to see as though it were a movie in front of him, and it was nuclear destruction in America. We know that something's coming. Dimitri Dudeman also had visions, and of course some of our listeners discount him, but I don't discount him fully, because he spent a number of years risking his life smuggling Bibles into Russia. And if God were going to protect anyone, he'd protect a man like that. And while he was being tortured almost to death with electrical shocks, the angel Gabriel came to him and told him he would be sent to America to warn us. Now, his warnings have not come true within the time level that he said. But after all, we're in a fallen world. Nothing is going to be perfect, but we're given suggestions of things, I believe, and we're given a chance to change things. But one of his, I won't say a prediction, one of his visions came to him, and he saw the lights lighting up all over the continent of America, and it was nuclear war. And he said this would happen after the Civil War began, and we would be attacked by countries including, listen to this, Venezuela, Cuba, and more. You see, things that seemed very far-fetched about 10 years ago, it had no meaning. Cuba, Venezuela, as we see our college students being completely bamboozled by thinking socialism is good. Oh, all of these strands of culture of death and barbarism and murdering people, they're all coming together under Satan. And we must do our part. So do pray. And if you can do nothing more than once in a while send us some postage stamps, every little bit counts, every letter of encouragement, and we never want to take money from someone elderly who is not well and does not have enough money to be giving to any ministry. God does not want you to cheat yourself that way. He wants you to pray. Pray for Alex Jones. Pray that God will protect him and keep him on the air to warn. Today, rather not today, it was yesterday, because we're coming to you on May the 23rd. Will Johnson, a wonderful African-American man that I didn't know a lot about, was talking about Margaret Sanger and the plan of the eugenicists to kill off the black people. And he certainly extolled the help from white people many, many times, even in during the time of slavery. And he had such a wonderful message. You see, we're going to have to overcome this false agenda that wants to set us at each other's throats and weaken us and destroy faith in Jesus Christ so that they can have their way and the barbarism. Well, here is some of the barbarism here from WorldNet Daily. This was actually before the holiday season of 2018. It was dated 11/25/2018. And this shows us France's Marshall Pétain-like betrayal of its own cultural norms. We know that Germany and Britain are no better. A French court acquitted a refugee from Bangladesh for the rape of a high school girl after the defense argued that the immigrant had, quote, different cultural norms that may have caused him to misinterpret his contact with the girl. The refugee also was charged with sexually assaulting another young girl. Both incidents happened in 2015. He was given a suspended sentence of 2 years in prison for the sexual assault charge, reported Voice of Europe, citing the French news site La Manche Libre. The report said experts who investigated the refugee, who was not named, pointed out that in the male culture of Muslim-majority Bangladesh, quote, women are relegated to the status of sexual object, end of quote. Voice of Europe said the accused, age 18 at the time of rape, went for a walk with a 16-year-old girl who attended the same high school in Saint-Lô, France. The teen kissed the woman and groped her genitals, according to the complaint, and she managed to leave the room. She reported the incident to the principal of her school, who informed police. Police closed the case after the refugee insisted the girl was consenting. She later attempted suicide and was hospitalized for a week. 4 months after the initial incident, the refugee was arrested again. I have to interject. This is Elizabeth Cup of Caverly. Do you want to see something like this? If you have a little tiny girl, age maybe 2 or 3, in about 5 to 8 years, do you want this here? If not, you'd better pray. You'd better repent of your apathy. And I mean it. You must repent. We all have to repent. There was someone in my life I had a grudge against, a young man whose mother, before she died of breast cancer, asked me, Elizabeth, will you watch over him? And I promised her. But things happened to this youth. He was in trouble. He let us down many times. And I admit, I held a grudge. And God forced me outside yesterday when I saw the young man because I had a lately grudge. And I began to talk to him, and I began to see he has matured. He's a wonderful young man. And I was ashamed. I was deeply ashamed of how I have felt. And I said, you know, you have a birthday coming up, don't you? And he said, yes. And I went in the home, and God provided his exact size. I knew I had some extra gifts. And I went there, and there it was, lying on the top of the pile. You see, nothing is by accident if we're under the Lord. And you'd better believe that I prayed 3 or 4 prayers for God to forgive me and to renew my promise to his mother to do what I should do. So you must pray. You must begin to stand up. Because if you don't, you won't be in a good situation at all. Now, back to the article. Whose norms will be enforced? Commenting on the case, Jihad Watch director Robert Spencer said the refugees' quote, cultural norms indeed are different, quote, different, noting they are rooted in Islam. Why can't France enforce its own cultural norms, he asked? Why can't any Western country? And again, we're calling on President Trump to do what is wisest, to do something immediately to get this border crisis under control. If he can't do the Insurrection Act yet, he can do something. We have the Pentagon. We have some people in the Pentagon and in the military up at the high levels who love their little granddaughters. They don't want this. We don't want this lunatic stuff of the left. The person I talked to today from Bakersfield, I mentioned the California governor, and her quote was, he's a lunatic. You see, the American people are not that stupid. We aren't. So Spencer cited the survivor of a Muslim rape gang in the UK who said her rapist quoted the Quran to her, believing their actions were justified by Islam. Spencer noted the Quran, quote, teaches that infidel women can be lawfully taken for sexual use. Several passages allow for a man to take, quote, captives of the right hand. Quran 4:3, 4:24, 23:1-6, 33:50, 70:30. The Quran says, O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to bring down over themselves of their outer garments. That is more suitable, that they will be known and not abused. And ever is Allah forgiving and merciful. 33:59. Spencer commented, the implication there is that if women do not cover themselves adequately with their outer garments, they may be abused, and that such abuse would be justified. Passed around, Last month, an 18-year-old girl was raped outside a disco in Germany by 8 men, including 7 Syrians. You may well remember that. That got a good bit of publicity, I'm saying, is Elizabeth Cavalli. In September, in the latest trial in England of the widespread problem of Muslim grooming gangs, a woman testified via video that she was passed around beginning at age 13 by about 100 men. And we interject here again. You heard Lou earlier mentioning Tommy Robinson, who exposed the pedophilia, the grooming gangs, and these were with young boys. Because this idea plays some role within radical Islam, that it's okay for boys to be used in this manner. Now, back to the article from WorldNet Daily. At the time, the city of Newcastle, and that's where these girls were being, I don't like to use this word, this grooming. Isn't that horrible, Lou? That's a euphemism for something really satanic and hideous. Okay, so anyway, this city of Newcastle upon Tyne was a center of a child sexual abuse scandal, with 17 Muslim men and one woman convicted of raping more than 100 underage white girls, some as young as 13. In June, as WorldNet Daily reported, the arrest of an Iraqi immigrant in the murder of a 14-year-old Jewish girl in Germany stoked criticism of Chancellor Angela Merkel's immigration policy, including a call from an opposition party for her to resign. The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung said such cases, quote, seem to be adding up. In March, BBC News noted an Afghan asylum seeker was sentenced to life imprisonment for the rape and murder of student Maria Leidenberger. Last December, an Afghan migrant was arrested on suspicion of stabbing his 15-year-old ex-girlfriend to death. And let's find out a little bit more what's going on, our First Amendment rights. Now, we have to get to this. This is very important. Columnist Linda Chavez recently, I'm quoting from her, she had a title, a lead-in, A Battle for the Nation's Soul. Quote, a battle for the soul of the country. That is how Joe Biden described the 2020 election. And he's right. If Donald Trump is reelected, it would say something profound about the American character. Lou, that's pretty ludicrous. You and I would say that's one of the true statements that Joe Biden ever made. But it's also a true statement that Linda Chavez said that he's right, that it will say something profound about the American character. If Trump isn't elected and a Democrat gets in, God Almighty help us, because we know it is a battle for the soul of the country, but in ways that they don't understand, they would never believe. The lines of the MSM, the censoring on Facebook, the removal of Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones from Facebook, and the temporary taking off of Dr. Franklin Graham, all this is about to be exposed. You can go to the website, and you can try to watch this movie, and it's called YouCan'tWatchThis.com. Again, that's YouCan'tWatchThis.com. Filmmaker Kalen Robertson has profiled how the satanic hatred of the evil forces has personally stalked and harmed these people and their families. Tommy Robinson, we talked about, the UK freedom proponent. Journalist Laura Loomer, and I think they've called her a white supremacist, which is really absurd. A young person who's about 25, and they say that she thought about suicide from the pressure and the tension of this awful hatred directed at her. Gentlemanly, courteous Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones. These people were removed and they were harassed. This censored movie will be coming out in DVD, too. We look forward to reporting to you when we hear about that. Again, that's YouCan'tWatchThis.com. And you should tell others about this. A lot of people don't realize that we're losing our First Amendment rights. And that's the first step toward a Stalinist or a Mao regime, isn't it, Lou?
Absolutely. You take away the power of the people to stand up for what's right, to talk about it, to write about it. and you basically have a dictatorship.
And they always want to eliminate the intelligent dissident people. Remember how during Mao's Cultural Revolution, they killed people who wore glasses. And that's significant. Both Lou and I wear glasses because we're both nearsighted. Why are we nearsighted? We did a lot of reading as youth. So you see, it all adds up, and this promotion of ignorance and brainwashing poor people who don't even know they're being killed off by an agenda. When we heard today the person I mentioned, Will Johnson, talking about the black abortions and the plan that Margaret Sanger had many years ago, that it's hard to find this quote when she said they really wanted to make the black people extinct. They did not want them. I don't know whether I have a direct quote here, but I guess it was something like, we want to exterminate the black people. Okay, and the Democrats, he said, are they're supporting this absolutely. Now, as we are thinking about all this, perhaps there is something good if we can keep our prayers going up greatly, that the tide may turn, so that decent, valiant men and women will no longer be bullied, threatened, harmed for telling the truth in media. And there's an encouragement, we'll get into this in more depth in a future program, about people being allowed now to sue Monsanto for the harm done to them through Roundup's glyphosate. This bodes well as a precedent. And we've already seen on TV a few commercials, haven't we, Lou, from law firms saying if you think that you were injured and you had a certain kind of cancer from using Roundup, the glyphosate, get in touch with us. So these lawsuits may bankrupt the company into submission to decency. We hope so. But you see, everything has to be strong-armed. We can't be sitting waiting for what Tucker Carlson said, Congress doesn't want to fix the border. We can't be waiting on our president forever either, because soon it will be no-go zone. So many will be here. The jihad will come. So we do plead with President Trump. We admire him greatly. We pray for him. But we need more. We need the border fixed, don't we, Lou?
Oh, absolutely. This is a crisis of monumental proportions. And if it isn't fixed soon, I don't know what's going to happen to this country.
No. And we have to keep our freedom with the First Amendment rights, or we're going to have someone like columnist Gene Lyons with his ugly, ugly column of May the 10th. And these are just a few. He has the headline, Trump's Hypocrisy Showing Over Facebook Bans. And he mentions that Trump's allies, in seeking the crucial antisocial sorehead vote, talking to Twitter, the president erupted, I am continuing to monitor the censorship of American citizens on social media platforms. This is the United States of America, and we have what's known as freedom of speech. We are monitoring and watching closely. Hooray, 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 we say, don't we, Lou?
Yes.
Hooray. However, he goes on, and he says that, he says, he goes into, banned from Facebook? Jones and Watson, his British alter ego, deserve to be tarred, feathered, and exiled to a desert island in the remote South Pacific, along with their imbecile followers. Oh, I guess that's you and me. You know, you almost had your doctorate in pure math, didn't you?
Yes.
And I have a master's degree in as a reading specialist. I graduated with an A.B. in college in French and English, and I graduated with distinction. I had to take 7 hours of written tests, and I graduated with distinction on those tests. But he wants to get rid of the imbecile followers who believe that Christianity is a heritage that should be saved, and that President Trump was put there by God. And I still think how wonderful it was that night when Hillary and Donald Trump stood next to each other And the topic of killing the babies, the nine-month-old baby came up, and President Trump said, it isn't right. It isn't right. God likes that. God wants to help him. But, you know, he can't stay there in the wings worrying that, oh, if I declare an insurrection, they'll impeach me. If they're going to try to impeach him anyway, I mean, they're going to do it. They're going to try. God will protect him better if he makes an Abraham Lincoln-like stand, because then we will all rise and we will support him. Don't you think?
Yes, I do.
I had to think about whether I wanted to say what I just said. I'm not a rabble-rouser, but I have seen in my life that when you take a strong stand toward a bully, it's better than when you wait too long. I remember the time that a kid hit my brother with a rock in the back of his head, and my father came out on the front porch. My father was generally a very docile kind of man. He was powerful, but he was a rather quiet, dignified, strong man, kind of like John Wayne in a way. But this time, it was like a stranger. He came right out, and he kind of lifted that kid by the shoulders, and he said, "Don't you ever do that again," and he lifted him off our front porch. You see, that's what we need. We need this illegal crisis lifted off the front porch of America. And now, back to Gene Lyon's hate article, he said about we should all, these imbecile followers, we should all be tarred, feathered, and exiled to this desert island in the South Pacific. And he said, so naturally, Trump's bosom buddy is Alex Jones. And he goes on with this, linking, you see, and things and telling lies about Alex Jones, that things that I have listened to Alex Jones since June the 2nd, 2013. 2003, pardon me. Long time. So I can corroborate a number of things that Alex has said or hasn't said. And he never said that Sandy Hook didn't happen. But he did interview people like Wolfgang Albig, who was a national security expert for school systems. And Wolfgang brought out a lot of discrepancies that looked like this thing, this mass shooting, had elements of a drill. There were odd things. And we want the truth. We're not going to read someone like Gene Lyons, who just says he says, it's an easy call among Watson's greatest hits. Now, this is Paul Joseph Watson, not Alex Jones. Lyon says, is a same-day post arguing that the 2007 mass murder of 32 students and professors at Virginia Tech University, quote, could very well be another government black op. Well, we agree with that, don't we, Lou?
Yes, we do.
Of course we do. We've been talking about Oswald. We've been talking about the long record of the government for not telling the truth and using patsies, false flags. It's well known governments do this. According to Nico Hines, writing in the Daily Beast, this is Gene Lyons again, within a week of the 2005 London Underground terror attack that killed 52 of his countrymen, he published How the Government Staged the London Bombings in 10 Easy Steps. This joker wants a mass media platform with no strings attached? Let him petition the BBC. And then he goes on that there are other rabble-rousers that Facebook ban. He says, quote, neo-Nazi Yiannopoulos, white genocide promoter Laura Loomer. See, there's no proof, but he links them with Louis Farrakhan. This is really treacherous, lying propaganda, and we must bring your attention to it, and we must pray for those who are brave enough to try to tell the truth. And now, I believe we move on. We have more on this radical jihad, don't we?
Yes, we do. This appeared in Way of Life, November 2nd, 2018. Entitled, In Europe, Free Speech Bows to Sharia. When the Prophet of Islam took as his wife Aisha, who was then 6 or 7, the marriage was consummated when Aisha was 9. This is not a smear. It is accurate, an accurate account of authoritative Islamic scripture. yet it can no longer safely be discussed in Europe thanks to the extortionate threat of violence and intimidation, specifically of jihadist terrorism and the Islamist grievance industry that slipstreams behind it. Under a ruling by the so-called European Court of Human Rights, ECHR, free speech has been supplanted by Sharia blasphemy standards. The case involves an Austrian woman.
I think that you should repeat that statement.
Yeah.
I had not read closely enough to see that myself. Isn't that shocking? Read that again. The whole legal structure is being turned to Sharia.
That's right. I'll quote it again. Under a ruling by the so-called European Court of Human Rights, free speech has been supplanted by Sharia blasphemy standards. The case involves an Austrian woman identified as Mrs. S. in court filings and believed to be Elizabeth Sabatich Wolf, who in 2009 conducted two seminars entitled Basic Information on Islam. She included the account of Muhammad's marriage to Aisha. Though this account is scripturally accurate, Mrs. S. was prosecuted on the rationale that her statements implied pedophilic tendencies on the part of the prophet. A fine of about $547 was imposed for disparaging religion. Mrs. S. appealed, relying on Article 10 of the European Convention on Human Rights. That provision purports to safeguard, quote, freedom of expression, unquote. Though it works about the same way the warranty in your used car does. It sounds like you're covered, but the fine print eviscerates your protection. Europeans are free to say only what they are permitted to say by the unelected judges of the European courts. Truth is irrelevant. As a jurist reasoned, in the case of Mrs. S., a person's freedom to assert facts must be assessed in, quote, the wider context, unquote, that balances, quote, free, unquote, expression against, I kid you not, and this is also in quotes, the right of others to have their religious feelings protected, as well as, quote, the legitimate aim of preserving religious peace, unquote. It is thus verboten to say things that might upset Muslims. There is no free speech in Islam. Sharia states do not merely forbid speech that insults or denigrates Islam. They regard as blasphemy and punish with cruelty any form of expression that casts Islam in an unfavorable light.
A very, very interesting. And I believe that you have a page about China, and there are two articles there that are very important from Friday Church News Notes, if you see that.
Yes.
Because, again, we're going to be getting into the progression toward the mark of the beast.
Yes. First, here we see the Christian persecution being born as the United Kingdom shifts to the support of Islamic destruction of Western civilization. This is entitled, Iranian Convert from Islam Refused Asylum by the United Kingdom Because the Bible is Too Violent.
And what was the date on that one?
This was dated March the 29th, 2019. The following is excerpted from Iranian Convert Refused. It appeared in the Daily Caller, March 21st, 2019. Quote, an Iranian man applying for asylum to the UK had his application denied because he converted from Islam to Christianity. According to a report from the Times, UK immigration officials wrote back to the man after he sent in his applications, explaining why they were discriminating against him. Immigration officials cited biblical passages from the books of Revelation and Leviticus. The Times reports, immigration officials wrote to the man citing violent passages. I believe that's just repeating itself. They said that the book of Revelation was, quote, filled with imagery of revenge, destruction, death, and violence, unquote. According to the report, the immigration officials were condemned by the Church of England for their lack of religious literacy. Iran is one of the most hostile countries in the world to Christians. Last year, Iran arrested more than 100 Christians shortly before Christmas as the faith were celebrating the birth of Jesus. Iran has also made a point to target pro-Israel Christians. In 2017, four Iranian Christians were arrested and sentenced to 10 years in prison for, quote, promoting Zionist Christianity, unquote. Arrests for vague crimes such as blasphemy are also frequently used by the theocratic state to target Christians. In conclusion, John Smirak, made the following comments about this report. Whoever made the decision to send back that helpless, harmless Iranian Christian to a regime that executes apostates from Islam, he did it out of malice and spite. He did it to make a political point, to mock the legitimate worries of Westerners at the influx of Islamists. I'm sure when he signed the order, he snickered to himself all the way home. He's lucky there were no jihadists on his tram. And again, that was from Iranian Christian Bard, The Stream, March 22nd, 2019. And then we have another article, China's citizen monitoring continues to rise to new levels. The following is excerpted from Not Paying Attention in Class, Futurism.com, May 17th, 2018. China's mass surveillance operation has a new target, distracted high school students. In March, Hangzhou No. 11 High School in East China installed a, quote, smart classroom behavior management system, unquote, or Smart Eye for short, in one of its classrooms. The Smart Eye uses facial recognition technology to monitor students, and by this summer, administrators plan to install the Big Brother-esque system in every classroom. Here's how it works. Every 30 seconds, three cameras installed in the front of the room scan each student's face to determine their expression. That is surprised, sad, antipathy, angry, happy, afraid, or neutral. The cameras also record each student's actions throughout the class, noting whether they are reading, listening, writing, standing up, raising hands, or leaning on the desk. Smart Eye then notifies the teacher in real time if it notices that a student appears distracted. The teacher can also view a report at the end of the class that provides an average of each student's expressions. Wow, an average of each student's expressions. I'm interpolating here. This is Lou. Wow, that's quite a phrase. An average of each student's expressions.
And were there some notes there near that about that this is the progression toward the mark of the beast?
There are. It says, and now we see the shocking, I believe that's march of the beast technology advancing toward total control of the individual.
I wrote these notes for Lou.
Yes.
I just had a little reflection on it. Go ahead, Lou.
If the killer 5G comes to America unopposed, just as Monsanto was all these years in its glyphosate killing fields, 5G will, besides causing cancer and immune system failure, provide support for China's smart up here in the States. If you've ever read, I'm interpolating once again, if you've ever read the book 1984, George Orwell, it opens with the TV screaming at the main character but not doing his exercises. Isn't this kind of like that?
Oh, absolutely. It's just so... this is shocking. I thought this was one of the most shocking articles we had to bring to you.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, we have to know that God Almighty is stronger than any evil Satan does. And I think it's time, again, as Lou and I approach our 35th wedding anniversary on May the 26th, 2019, to recall how God called us to this work. First of all, my life was saved. I was in my old Plymouth Satellite, and I like to get it up to about 80 miles an hour on those hills going up there around Frederick, Maryland, and I was going along there at a nice clip, and I thought to myself, did I get my vitamins? And I reached across with one hand to the passenger seat to a paper bag, and just that quickly I lost control of the car. And the car started to go toward the guardrails, and believe me, this was at a high elevation there around Frederick. And I knew if I get down over there, I'll be either dead or brain damaged or crippled. And I just called, oh, God, if you want me to live, please don't let me go down there. And then time went into slow motion. I've never had an experience like this before or since. And then my car started going in circles back toward the middle of the road, and I went round and round. And two gentlemen driving a truck, one was a gentlemanly banker, about Lou's age now, maybe an older man, and he had his buddy, and they were hauling some wood to Crofton. And they parked, and they came over to me, and he said, "My goodness, you are one lucky woman. Are you all right?" But there was no traffic coming. And all of a sudden, whiz, 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 came the traffic. And I truly believe that God put an angel there to put time into slow motion so that I could turn around and around in my car and end up safely. Well, some years later, I was tutoring a little boy, and my faith had gotten a little bit dim. And so the little boy came to my apartment door, and he said, "As I was coming down the hall, something said, ask her about her car." And I thought, my goodness. So I told him the story again about the car. Now, that little boy is now in his 40s. And Lou and I had an early get-together, a luncheon, to celebrate our wedding anniversary. And we never dreamed he would be there because he lives in Virginia. And his mother and sister had come, and I looked over, and there he was. And Lou and I were so pleased because he was like a second son to us. We tutored him even into the high school and college years. He's a very fine young man. He's in education. He's done well. And he had a very tragic loss of his first wife, who he had been married to about 20 years. And now he's remarried and has a little stepdaughter, I guess you would say, too. And so it was wonderful. So in my little talk at our get-together, I mentioned how when my faith was going, God sent this little child to talk to me. And he looked right over at me. He says, "I remember that." And then we move up a few more years till Lou moved into my apartment building. And we became friends. He was only about one door away from my apartment. That was an interesting, quote, coincidence. But I went down to talk to him about something, and his phone rang, and he went into his kitchen, and I was left in his bachelor living room, and there he had his wonderful books, a lot of hardback, red and black, different colored editions, mostly history, some World War II, a history, I'm sure, Sandburg's Lincoln, all these wonderful books. And as I stood there, a golden light just glowed around those books. And I felt this wonderful peace surrounding me. And I didn't hear the words as you would hear someone speak to you, but it was more like a thinking. It came into my mind, "This is your destiny." And I felt like weeping with joy. That's how it all felt. So pretty soon Lou came back. He had finished his phone call. And this was such a private, profound spiritual experience that I didn't tell him about this. Not till years later, did I, Lou?
No, that's right.
But we know now, this was our radio work. And as we've told you before, when he was a little ninth grader, an English teacher took him aside and said, "You should work on your speech impediment. You might want to do radio work someday." God had all of this lined up. But you see, what if we had said no, we wouldn't do it in the beginning? What if we had said no, I wouldn't write my books? I did that on faith because God provided $10,000 out of nowhere from Jim's late father. So we did the books. We didn't sell them widely, but they still have a lot of important information in them. Then Satan caused some kind of a fire, and I guess all the books were gone. But he didn't defeat us completely. You heard Lou talk about all that wonderful information from 9/11 that he was able to get from the local papers, like the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, all those things that told about what really happened at Shanksville. There had to have been an explosion. There had to have been a shoot down, something that sent all those pieces of bodies and belongings 6 or 7 miles to, it was Indian Lake, wasn't it?
Yes.
Indian Lake. The people there noted it. And, of course, we had the information that some Vietnam veterans actually saw and heard the shoot down. So, you see, we could have said, no, we aren't going to do this. We don't want to take a risk. Most of our friends didn't want to take a risk. They didn't want to listen to our program. But the Bible says that a prophet is without honor in his own country, and we found that to always be quite true. But we know that all of you out there who do listen to this program, we think of you as a congregation. You want the truth, and most of you know the fallacies in the modern Bible versions, and you appreciate when we bring you material on that, and when we talk to you, and when we pray together for President Trump, for our country. And if you would like to help us or write letters of encouragement, and remember, do not send us a cent if you are struggling. We appreciate your words and your prayers. God will take care of us. If we get in desperate need, we'll tell you. But right now, just a few postage stamps and just some good letters, you can send them to Lou Caverly, C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And Lou, last year, on our 34th wedding anniversary, was so interesting because within an hour, we heard the Eroica, our theme song, Beethoven's song that he wrote when he thought Napoleon wanted freedom for mankind, and then he later got a little more disillusioned. But it was written because of the valiant qualities of a patriot standing up. We heard it three times, once on Sirius XM radio, once in the radio in our home, and I think then once again, I'm not sure, but I think it was three times. And then when we got to the restaurant where we were going to eat lunch, we hadn't heard it in maybe 25 to 30 years. Suddenly, The Rose began to play, and that was Bette Midler's song. When we got married in 1984, it was outdoors, right here at our home, and things weren't very built up then at all. It was just sort of a cornfield, wasn't it, Lou?
Yes, it was, and we were the last house. It was a dead-end street.
Yes, and so we had a local person sing, and she sang The Rose and the wedding song, and you can situate that for the listeners. That was...
Yes, that was written by the Paul of Peter Paul and Mary fame. It wasn't the group that did it. He did that as a single. And it was a very popular song, late 70s probably.
And so, you see, when that song played, the odds of that being a coincidence on our 34th wedding anniversary, and hearing the Eroica, that was too much. And we knew what it meant. God was giving us a nudge. Keep up the radio work. And we certainly hope to God that we won't be doing the radio work when the last city is wasted. We hope that and pray that America will repent. Lou, would you lead us in prayer for President Trump and our country to repent?
Yes, let's all pray together. Oh, Lord, we just pray that you'll give President Trump great wisdom, that you'll shed your grace upon him, that you'll teach him constantly to do what is right, that you'll protect him from those both who might want to impose violence on him and those who just want to defeat all the good ideas he has, political opponents who would like to bring him down or at the least make him ineffective.
And I would like to enter in the prayer to pray for Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity is a born-again Christian, and we pray for their safety, and we pray that the borders will be secured in our beloved American homeland.
So we just pray all these things. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this program. We pray for those listening. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you all for listening. Good night.